Thank you, dear colleagues, dear gentlemen, ladies, and experts. What I would like to say is that, of course, the UNEC region, with its rich diversity in energy resources, infrastructure, and economic development, presents a unique opportunity to address the critical issues to ensuring access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all, which is actually refers to the SDG goal number 7. But what about the building carbon neutral power systems? First, on the one hand, we should develop the interconnectivity of the energy markets along with distributed generation development. Through interconnected energy systems, countries can pool resources and exchange energy, reducing the financial burden for consumers. Moreover, the integration of energy markets can foster competition, ultimately driving down the prices and making energy more accessible to all. Speaking about distributed generation, it could bring, first of all, the better resilience to the grid. And the example of Ukraine with the war unleashed by Russian Federation against Ukraine actually confirms this need to have resilient energy systems very, very well. Speaking about regulatory framework, we need, of course, to unlock the full potential of building carbon neutral power systems with regulatory framework development and policies inside countries and harmonize this legislation across borders. Regional cooperation provides a basis for dialogue and coordination, facilitating and alignment of rules and regulations. And different story is infrastructure development and investments. Robust and interconnected infrastructure is the backbone of energy connectivity. Leveraging the support of international financial institutions, we can mobilize investments needed to upgrade the energy infrastructure and enhance cross-border energy flows. So we need, from one point of view, to create the policy, which will foster the adoption of renewable energy solutions. As well, we need to develop technologies. But of course, we need to create conditions when investments could come to the clean energy sector. And of course, we must accumulate joint efforts to build resilient energy system. To be not so general, I borrow several slides from my colleagues from Ukraine that present outcomes of the research on bioenergy as a case study of Ukraine. So if you have a clicker, you can pass it to me. Yeah, so I don't want to go for very deep details, but it's a case study, and that research was done by UNEC and FAO for Ukraine regarding bioenergy. And here we see the set of laws which should be approved, etc. But from my point of view, I already told, and I can just confirm this today, that bioenergy developing very well, and it could be a basis for creation a resilient energy system in electrical sector and in heat sector as well. And here it's like kind of investigation which shows the linkage between, and it's case study for Ukraine, between usage of natural gas and development of such types of biogas like biomethane. And according to that research, like till 2050, we can consume natural gas less, and actually it's a result of energy efficiency from one point of view. From different point of view, natural gas could be changed with biomethane, which is in fact very close to natural gas with its formula. And the different story is hydrogen. It's not reflected on this slide, but yes, hydrogen, it's potentially maybe in 2050, it could have a great potential as well. So it's just an example what could happen with energy system when we will develop renewable energy sources. But again, here I would like to underline that that could be reached only when we develop not only renewables or not only energy efficiency or not only natural gas, but it should be a combination of our efforts. And speaking about investments, just to show it's actually the case study for Germany and Ukraine for biogas plants, and the size, let's see, of Ukraine and Germany, it's pretty the same, but at the moment there is 9,000 and 500 biogas plants in Germany and only 51 biogas plants in Ukraine. So that means that it's a great possibility. And that confirm again the need of development cross-border mechanisms, and biogas could be transported abroad or sell or buy from different states. So yeah, it just was a case study example, but speaking as the chair of the group of experts on renewable energy, I believe that increase the uptake of renewable energy in the region will of course contribute to the carbon neutral power systems development. And despite the fact that growth of renewable energy capacities was huge with solar, wind, bioenergy power within the last decades, we must acknowledge that we just began our path for empowering the future with renewable energy. But sustainable energy, as I already told, could be obtained only with rich and balance within different energy sectors and intersectoral cooperation scaling up. We need to foster collaboration and partnership among all stakeholders, governments, industry leaders, financial institutions, civil society, and the research community. And together, we can build a future where carbon neutral power systems is not an option, but a necessity. And this will help us to create the future where our energy systems are sustainable, our air is clean, our planet is protected for generations to come. Thank you.